Reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage has always been a mystery to me, and I have certainly barely scratched the surface. But it has struck me this year more than ever. For example, no one born of woman is greater than John. Well, that's easy to see because he was given the great duty and privilege to be the forerunner of the Messiah. He was the one to prepare hearts to receive the Savior. But then Jesus goes on to say, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And those who are members of the kingdom of heaven are not there by natural birth, as John tells us in his prologue, but supernatural, rebirth, according to the will of God. So the members of the kingdom of heaven are born of God, not of woman. In the kingdom of heaven, there is no need for comparison. Who is greater? Who is least? We are all equally members of the kingdom of heaven in our own unique and proper place. Absolutely happy in God's presence. But wait a minute. That next sentence, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent are taking it by storm or by force. I thought Jesus was the Prince of Peace and we as Christians are to work for peace. But Jesus is saying the ones who are getting into heaven are violent. It struck me that it's not a violence against another person, as we see so much in the world, but against ourselves. It's a disciplining of ourselves, or as St. Ignatius, the former soldier, would teach, contra agere, act against our basic tendencies, our tendencies to sin. Though Advent is not so penitential as Lent, it is a time of special preparation, and we often see people doing extra baking or cooking. Some are camping out all night in front of a store in order to be the first one to get in. Or people are writing Christmas cards, sending more mail than usual. So during this Advent, as we begin the Year of Mercy, we can show mercy to the world by doing violence to ourselves, going against our negative tendencies, keeping our mouths shut when we want to say something critical, or helping someone that we see is overburdened, or praying for others, especially at this difficult time, praying for peace, peace in the hearts of all people. This is the violence that Jesus is talking about and he wants to see. And this is the only way that we can bring peace the kingdom into this world. So now is the time to brush ourselves off and try to be more like that child of God that we are. We are born of God through our baptism. So we need to start living as one who is called to a divine life, a supernatural life. And so that at Christmas, we may be able to totally and truly welcome and appreciate the child of God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, coming to this world.